Welcome back. Well, the search continues today for victims of the devastating fire in the Swiss ski resort of Crans-Montana. At least 40 young people are feared dead and as many as 100 injured. Witnesses have described scenes of chaos as people try to escape. Some of those who survived say they're still waiting to hear news about their friends. And a warning now for listeners, some of the details you're about to hear in the next clip are upsetting.
J'ai vu un ami à moi.
I saw a friend of mine, and then we saw the fire, and we went straight back up, and I grabbed my friend's arm, but then I climbed the stairs and I let go. Now he's not answering me anymore.
J'ai direct pris deux personnes.
Their hands were covered in blood. They had no skin on their hands. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't drink or answer their phones. It was horrible. It was like they were about to die. It was like a war zone.
BBC journalist Imogen Fawkes spoke to us earlier, and first she told us about those who have died and are missing.
Well, the tragic part of this, anyway, enormous tragedy, is that it appears that very many of them, if not all, were very young. The bar where this catastrophic fire happened is popular with people in their teens, 16, 17, up to early 20s. Crans-Montana is a pretty posh resort and there aren't so many affordable places for young people. But this, the Constellation Bar, was one of them, and it was known for its youthful partying. And that's what, tragically, these young people were doing. And now we have 40 dead, possibly more, and more than 100 in hospital. 80 to 100 of them in very serious condition with severe burns.
And so many young people, so many families waiting now.
I think this is also the unbearable part of it for families, because the Swiss authorities have said clearly we are going as fast as we can and we are doing our best, but the problem is many of these people who died, and even some of the ones who are in hospital, have been so seriously burned that it's very hard to identify them. I know that today they're looking at dental records and DNA and so on, but it's just horrifying for families. I mean, we've seen Instagram and Facebook posts go out, have you seen this person? Because they're desperate fathers and mothers, friends, boyfriends, girlfriends who cannot find their loved ones.
Horrifying, unbearable for families, you say. It's an agonising wait for them now. What are they saying?
So we do not hear very much from the families, if anything, because the Swiss rule, and I know this from very many, unfortunately, tragic events in Switzerland, whether it's an avalanche or a terrible road traffic accident, the Swiss protect the families. So access for us, the media, is not really there unless a family member actively seeks it out. And understandably, the vast majority of them are not doing so. We have heard the mother of an Italian young man asking if anybody's seen him. We've heard one or two from young people in Crans-Montana saying, I think my friend was there last night and now I can't, you know, they're not picking up the phone, they're not answering. So, but that's all. What we do know is that the families are being supported with care teams and psychological support. But, you know, I mean, what can really bring comfort in a moment like this?
In terms of the investigation, is it any clearer now what caused the fire?
The fire service were saying that it looked like some kind of what you call a flashover, where a fire spreads really fast and basically ignites everything that's combustible. There's a lot of speculation about how a fire could have started at all. We have some eyewitnesses saying that people were holding champagne bottles with sparklers in them close to the ceiling of the nightclub, and that then ignited and spread very quickly. So we know there's a specialist fire forensics team. The national one has been in Crans-Montana since early yesterday morning, and they are looking at this. more and more, it's pointing to this incredibly fast fire where people said it happened in seconds. They struggled to get out. How it could have happened so quickly and spread so fast, that needs to be answered urgently, not just for the families, but to ensure something like this can't really ever happen again.
BBC journalist Imogen Fawkes there.